that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave us of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. You know, the most famous verse in the Bible is John 3:16. Most famous verse in the Bible, one of the first verses that young people learn as they come up through the Sunday school or the junior church or the bus program is John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now listen, folks, I want to tell you that the greatest gift, and I love Christmas time. I love Christmas time. You wouldn't believe this, but I actually enjoy getting gifts. Thinking about getting my wife a new ring. No, never mind. Amen. But I enjoy giving gifts, receiving gifts. I, of course, can go back to childhood and think of some great gifts you got. And how many of you can do that? Remember just a particular gift you wanted? Boy, I remember I wanted a dirt bike when I was a kid, just to go out and drive around on the back trails. And one morning under a Christmas tree, boom, there was a dirt bike waiting. What a great, but you know what, folks, and again, I love these parts of Christmas, I love the traditions, but it's about the greatest gift. It's about the greatest gift. And John 3:16 tells us about that greatest gift. Just a few things tonight. First of all, we see the motivation for the greatest gift. You know what the motivation for the greatest gift, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, is? For God so loved the world. I don't know about you. There's been times in my life where I thought, boy, I wonder where God is. I wonder what God's doing. But you know, His Word tells us that He loves you. And He loves me. And He loved us so much that He was motivated to give us the greatest gift of all, the motivation. Secondly, the estimation of that greatest gift. I loved seeing Brother Leonard with his little eyeglass down here, and he was looking. And you know, jewelers will take the time and they'll go through the different jewels and they'll estimate the value of a particular gem. Can I tell you the estimation of the value of God's greatest gift is just simply this. He gave His only begotten Son. Do you know there's no one in this room that I would give my Son for. No one. No one. Amen? But I'll tell you what. The estimation is that Jesus is that greatest gift. You know why? Because you are valuable to God. The estimation, the motivation. Oh, you know what? The intention of the greatest gift is found in John 3:16. That whosoever believeth on Him would have eternal life. But then in John 3:17 it says this, "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." What was God's intention? I'll tell you what it was. It was to show us His love, to show us His mercy, to show us His grace. Not so He could say, "See, you could never live up to this." It was to say, "See, you could never live up to this, so I brought the gift down to you." Amen. The intention was to show us His love. Number four, we notice the condition, the intention, the estimation, the motivation, the condition. What's the condition? It's found in John 3:18. "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life." You see, there's a condition, folks, to this gift. And it's you have to believe. You have to believe and receive. How awful would it be 2 days from now to have this beautiful gift under the tree and to say to that loved one, here, I want to give you this gift. I want you to have this gift. And them to say, I don't want it. We saw in the story of how the young lady was putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. You know, there's a condition to the gift. It has to be received. I'll tell you what, my kids have already been trying to receive the gifts that are under the tree, if you know what I mean. There's holes in the corners and spots where you can see that little eyes have looked in. Amen. Imagine those of us that could not reach heaven, which is all of us, and are in such dire need of a gift of eternal life to say, no, I don't want a gift. See, that's the problem for most people. It's a gift. It's free. They want to work for it. They want, you know, the Bible says that it's not of works, lest any man should boast. That all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, the Bible says. You know what that means? We cannot possibly work our way to heaven. So God gave us a gift. There's a condition. You have to believe. You have to believe that Jesus came and loved you and bled and died on a cross and rose again the third day. And He says you'll be saved. The last thing tonight, the motivation, the estimation, the intention, the condition. The last thing tonight is the decision. The decision. What will you do with Jesus Christ? You came in, heard a wonderful story tonight. You've heard a Bible presentation. You've heard how Jesus loves you. You've heard how He has given you a gift of eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23 says. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, you know what? Every one of us is in the valley of decision. You either have to decide to receive that gift, or to push it back and say, no. See, for most of us here, we received that gift. For me, it was 17 years ago. For our guests that are here tonight, it's hard for you to imagine, but I was a long-haired rock and roll drummer when I got saved. When I received the gift. And you know, it was just as simple as we're making it to just say, Lord Jesus, I receive You as my personal Savior. For other people in our church, it was when they were 5 or 6 or 7 years old. Other people in their 30s or 40s. But here's the question, what about you? What about you? Will you make a decision? Will you say, you know, I understand that God loves me. And I understand that I can't get to heaven on my own. And I understand He's given me a gift. And I want to receive that gift. Don't push God away. Can I say this? We saw it in the story tonight. Don't delay. We've lost a couple precious members of our church this year. But you know what? I've learned this about that kind of a thing about death. It's no respecter of persons. Death doesn't care if you're young or old. And one day we're going to stand before God. And He's going to perhaps ask us why He should let us into His heaven. And you know, there's only one answer. I received the greatest gift of all. I took that gift that You gave me. As He'll say, enter into the joy of the Lord. Let's bow our heads tonight.